Hello everyone, it's Sunday the 19th of April and it's 6 minutes past two in the afternoon. It's 2015, by the way. I'm just getting me started preparing my Sunday dinner, which led me on to thinking about doing a boo in response to Melanie's boo about Sunday roast. Now, I know she were responding to somebody else, so... But there are a few things that I thought I would contribute to. Firstly, I totally agree, Melanie. There's nothing nicer than cooking your own Sunday dinner. Yeah, it's nice to go out for one. I agree. But it gives you a real sense of satisfaction, especially if you've got people around. Or, like for me, it's just me and Dominic normally. But if he turns round to me and he says... Claire, I really enjoyed that. It makes my day. It makes me feel really happy. And I think, oh, glad he's enjoyed it. It makes me feel really pleased. So, potatoes. I do my own roast potatoes. Depending on what meat I'm cooking. Depends whether I put my potatoes around my meat or not. Pork and beef, yes, because they will cook in the fat, in dripping if you like. Chicken, no, I won't necessarily put roast potatoes around chicken. Meat, I steam roast my meat first. Oh, for so long. Like, say for example, today I'm cooking belly pork. So I've just put my meat in my roasting tray. I'm gonna put some water in it. Not a lot, just a bit. And then I'll cover my meat with foil. And I'll let it cook like that for maybe an hour and 20 minutes. And then I'll take my foil off for the rest of the time. For either another hour or about 40 minutes or something. And then I can do my crackling then. I have peeled my potatoes today. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Depends. They are going around my meat today because I'm doing pork. Veg. Now, veg is a funny thing because there's only me and Dominic, depending when we go shopping, depends on what veg we use on for Sunday dinner. If we've been shopping a couple of days before Sunday, then I will use fresh veg. If not, I will use frozen. And it's just because there's only two of us, if we buy a load of fresh veg, it don't keep. So, that's why we use frozen sometimes. Today, we're having carrots, fresh, cabbage, fresh, peas, frozen. So that'll be what we're having. Gravy, I use gravy granules. And like Melanie said, you need to use boiling water with gravy granules. And you just stir as many or as little in as you like, depending on whether you like your gravy thick or thin. But you have to keep stirring it. Because if you don't, your gravy will go lumpy. And nobody really likes lumpy gravy, do they? Yorkshire puddings, again, I make my own. Now, I know Melanie said that she does make Yorkshire puddings, but she finds it difficult to put them into a Yorkshire pudding tray. It's not the easiest job. If Dominic's around when puddings are due to go in, I will get him to pour it in. Because when you make Yorkshire puddings, you have to have your fat really, really hot so that it's smoking. In fact, if you've got a smoke alarm near your kitchen, take your battery out because it'll keep setting it off every time some smoke drifts towards it. So I use lard to make my Yorkshire puddings. That's the fat that I put in my Yorkshire pudding tray. Yorkshire pudding tray, for those that you don't know, is it's a square tray and it's got four round, like, shallow dishes in it. So I put my lard in each of these dishes. You don't need a lot. And you put your oven on full, get it smoking. When you pour it in, it makes a sizzling sound, like a tss, and that's just because fat's hot. If Dominic isn't around, I use a ladle to pour it in. You just have to be very, very, very careful. As Melanie said as well, you can use if you want to make a big Yorkshire pudding, if you're doing toad in the hole, or if you just want to make a big Yorkshire pudding anyway for your Sunday dinner, you can use a roasting tray. And that's dead easy because you just get your fat out again so that it's smoking and pour your pudding mix into the roasting tray, and that's dead easy. Once your Yorkshire pudding's in the oven, do not open the door until they are ready. Do not, because they'll flop. And you want your Yorkshire puddings to be nice and big, nice and risen. You don't want flat things. You don't want biscuits. You don't want rock cakes. No, you need them nice and risen. What else? I can't say for vegetarian options because I'm not a vegetarian. And neither is Dominic. So I've never had to cook anybody a vegetarian Sunday dinner, to be honest. And I don't mean no offence to anybody, it's just that I don't have any experience of finding another alternative to meat. If you're not confident in cooking a joint of meat, then there are other alternatives. You could do chops, you could do chicken thighs or legs. Chops you can get lamb or pork. What else? You can also get lamb shanks. I know Aldi used to do these lamb shanks that had got, they were already marinated. They were mint and rosemary, I think they were. Or you could get either of. And they're really easy to do. The only problem is if you're not very good at cutting meat off a bone, then probably lamb shanks aren't best thing for you. Although I just pick mine up and eat it. Well, I'm at home, I'm not in public. Can do what I want in my own house. Although they are nice lamb shanks. I do love lamb shanks, to be honest. What else could you have? Another thing that I was going to say that's completely forgotten, gone out of my head. Oh yeah, OXOs. And you can get these other things as well called no stock pots. And they're quite good. They're quite tasty, actually. OXOs, you can get all different flavours of them now. If you want to add some seasoning or a bit of flavour to your gravy or whatever. You can get vegetables ones, chicken ones, lamb ones, beef ones. They even did it one bit, spaghetti bolognese ones, I don't know, or Italian ones and Indian ones and Chinese ones. I don't know if they still do those. But I think no do. Or you can get jars of seasoning things.